Hello and welcome to Coffeehouse Shots, the Spectator's daily politics podcast. I'm Isabel Hardman and this is the Sunday Roundup. Opposition parties are coming round to an early general election and are putting forward their own ideas on how to get there. The Liberal Democrats and the SNP are planning to submit an amendment to the Fixed Term Parliaments Act, which would set an election date for the 9th of December. Andrew Marr spoke to Lib Dem leader Joe Swinson about this proposal.
What is the intention of your short bill, which is coming in, I think, on Tuesday?
Well, this bill is very straightforward. It would set the date for the next election on the 9th of December, but crucially, it would be conditional on there being an extension to Article 50, which would mean no deal was taken off the table. One of the big concerns many people have had about going into a general election has been the fear that we would crash out of the EU without a deal, either during that election or in the immediate aftermath. And our bill removes that threat.
So for all those people who don't trust Boris Johnson not to get us out without a deal, the bill sorts that, but it also gives Boris Johnson what he wants, which is an early general election.
Well, we think we need to resolve this impasse. It's also important that we send a message to the EU, because they have not yet granted the extension past Thursday the 31st of October. We thought they might have done on Friday. They have said they're going to wait to see what happens on Monday. And it's important that they recognise that Parliament is able to act. Last time they said, don't waste the time, Boris Johnson has taken time-wasting to a new level, proroguing Parliament, not trying to get a deal.
Okay.
We need to resolve it. I think the best way to do that would be a people's vote. But in the absence of proper Labour numbers to do that, a general election would be the other way.
However, the Conservative Party chairman, James Cleverly, told Marr that he was highly sceptical about the planned amendment.
The Lib Dem SNP bill is clearly a gimmick. Their bill moves the election date by 3 days, takes the withdrawal agreement completely off the table. And if really they want to vote for an election, they can vote for the bill that we put forward. And I think Joe gave the game away.
On our terms or nobody else's terms?
No, I think Joe Swinson gave the game away. When you asked her directly, is this bill amendable? And she said, yes. And then she went on to say how she was passionate about votes at 16 and all these other things that will be hung onto that bill.
She didn't want it to be amended. She said she didn't want amendments.
She also said in the past she was going to respect the referendum result. Didn't. Her party was the first to call for an in-out referendum. Now they're calling to revoke. So, if you'll excuse me, I'm a little bit cynical about some of the promises we get from the opposition benches.
Labour's Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth was similarly scathing. He explained why to Sophie Ridge.
Oh, I mean, this Lib Dem plan is a sort of opportunistic stunt, I'm afraid. I mean, it's entirely sort of ridiculous. It would need cross-party support to get through the House of Commons procedures, and then it'll be subject to all kinds of amendments, particularly when it gets into the House of Lords. It's just a stunt so the Lib Dems can get on the telly today. No, look, we're in this situation discussing whether or not we should have an election because Boris Johnson has utterly failed on his signature policy to deliver Brexit do or die on October 31st, and the Labour Party's position remains its principled position. We want a general election, but we're not going to go for a general election until we have got an absolute reassurance that a no-deal Brexit is ruled out and we've got an understanding from the European Commission about the extension date, and we're still waiting for that clarification from the EU.
Jeremy Corbyn has called for an election 35 times. He told me 2 weeks ago, we're ready for an election any time, we want to go out and campaign. Last month, John McDonnell told the show, general election, bring it on. So can you just explain why, if an extension is granted by the EU to the end of January, why doesn't Labour want to see an election?
We're waiting for the clarification from the EU about the extension date because we don't trust Boris Johnson. We don't trust him to not crash us out with a damaging no-deal Brexit. So that is why we're adopting a principled, responsible position, waiting to see what happens in the next 24, 48 hours.
The former Chancellor, Philip Hammond, told Ridge that he would not be voting for an early election either.
It's a time for cool heads and grown-up government. Parliament has indicated clearly that it is willing to support this deal. The Prime Minister said he wants the deal. These deadlines, 31st of October, are meaningless. The key thing now is to get the deal properly scrutinised in Parliament. That doesn't mean delaying it by months. It means giving Parliament a few days, a couple of weeks, to scrutinise the bill, amend it if necessary, and then we can make progress. And the government should stop making threats, stop throwing tantrums, and get on with the grown-up business of doing its business. Just because it can't get exactly what it wants doesn't mean that it should stop working.
I assume that you won't be backing the Lib Dem and SNP call to try and get an election by December the 9th either in this case.
No, it's the same point.
Same issue.
We've got to solve the Brexit problem, and then, of course, we will have to have a general election in due course.
And when we do have that election, are you still hoping to stand as a Conservative candidate?
Well, at the moment, that's not possible because I don't have the Conservative whip, and I am not going to change what I say and what I believe and what I think about is important for Britain's future in any kind of attempt to sort of sneak back in and curry favour with the Conservative leadership. I hope that the party leadership would recognise in due course that abandoning the concept of a broad church Conservative Party that embraces people that have a wide range of views, abandoning that would be electorally very damaging, but I'm not holding my breath.
So would you run as an independent then if you aren't offered a way back into the party?
That's my intention, yes.
And finally, Hammond said that the government reaching a withdrawal agreement with the EU was not as impressive a feat as it had first appeared.
You say the government's messing about, but I just wonder if actually Boris Johnson deserves a little bit more credit than some people are giving him. I mean, many people said he would never going to be able to negotiate a Brexit deal in the time, and yet he has. He's come back with a deal. He's got it closer than Theresa May ever did to getting a majority in the House of Commons. Surely it's now time for you to step back and say, fair enough, I underestimated you.
Well, look, I've never underestimated Boris's skill as a political operator, and I've said that consistently, that he may be able to do things that his predecessor was unable to do because he's a very slick political operator. But the deal that Boris has done is a deal that was available to Theresa May 15 months ago, a deal that would have split Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. Theresa May rejected that. Boris agreed with her at the time that that was not something any British Prime Minister could agree. He said as recently as September the 11th that a Northern Ireland-only backstop would be completely unacceptable to the UK. So pivoting to accept something that's previously been on offer from the EU, it was their preferred solution, and has been rejected because it didn't work for the UK, is an achievement maybe, but a limited achievement.
That's all for this week. I'm Isabel Hardman, and this podcast was produced by Matthew Taylor. Don't forget to subscribe to the Coffee House Shots podcast on the iTunes store. And we also have a special offer. You can subscribe to The Spectator for 12 weeks for just £12, and you'll receive a free Amazon voucher worth £20. Just go to spectator.co.uk/voucher. And if you enjoyed this podcast, do subscribe to our daily Evening Blend email. It's a free roundup of all the political news each day, along with analysis and a diary on what to expect next. Just go to spectator.co.uk/Evening Blend. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week.